This is Walter Lee Hilliard III of UniversalSoulPower.com. That's at UniversalSoulPower.com, the new rhythm and bluesy contemporary hip-hop soul of podcasting. Check out my blog, UniversalSoulPower.com. There you will see my new book, The 10 Worst Things That Black People Put Up With. So, let's jump right in. Fidel Castro. I'm sure you've heard that he's died, and I'm sure you've seen CNN, MSNBC, and the rest of the media glamour the plight of the Miami Cubans. Notice that they're all light skin, white skin Cubans, and I say white skin because most of them want to be white. They think they're white. But what do I mean by they're glamorizing them? Well, of course, you know the United States government media hates Fidel Castro, views him as a communist, could never defeat him. For 50 years, he's defied the U.S. And we can look back at the Bay of Pigs when the U.S. CIA trained Cuban exiles to overtake Cuba. I mean, the things we are involved in. Back in the 50s, the U.S. government backed Fulgencio Batista, who was aligned with the mob, let the mob come into Cuba, proliferate prostitution and gambling. I mean, come on. American companies own 70% and 80% of Cuban sugar fields and some of their industries, including their telecommunications. How are you going to let some country come into your country and control most of the major industries, proliferate prostitution, proliferate gangsterism? Even Lucky Luciano was a major player in Cuba in the 50s. So Castro took power, fought until 1959. Actually, I think he began his fight in 53 and fought and won, overcame Batista in 59. Then we had a situation where the white Cubans left Cuba. Castro did assassinate, kill, execute, whatever you want to call it, some people, but they held trials, public trials, TV. Basically, the people that they were executing were people who were vicious, people who committed war crimes against the Cuban people. There is no leader, dictator, or otherwise, that is going to have a revolution for justice on behalf of the people and not kill people. It comes with the territory. When George Bush started the fake war and killed 800,000 Iraqis, killed Saddam Hussein. When the U.S. went into Libya and bombed Libya for Gaddafi's enemies, we created ISIS. When two of the most powerful leaders in the Middle East, Northern Africa, Iraq, and Libya, when they were in power, Gaddafi, Saddam Hussein, those regions, most of the Middle East was stabilized because those were two powerful, strong leaders who didn't mess around. So this propaganda that we've been fed in American civics class is BS. So tune out the Miami Cubans, okay? And many of them consider themselves conservatives. So how are you going to be about justice and for the people when many of them can't stand blacks, don't treat blacks well? They get welcomed over here. The black Haitians are turned back. They were abusive to blacks in Cuba, which is one of the main reasons Castro also started his revolution, because the racism, the white Cubans against the blacks, who were originally slaves and worked the sugar plantations and other industries in Cuba. So there's a lot going on with this anti-Castro stuff. But he was a revolutionary. He was a hero. And we will continue this conversation. This is Walter Lee Hilliard III of UniversalSoulPower.com. That's UniversalSoulPower.com, the new rhythm and bluesy contemporary hip-hop soul of podcasting. Peace.